आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं
वादरायणम्।
सूत्रभाष्यकृतो वन्दे भगवन्तो पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
Verse
267.
ज्ञाते वस्तुन्नपि बलवति
वासनानादिरेषा कर्ता भोक्तापहमिति दृढा,
कर्ता भोक्तापहमिति दृढा,
यास्य संसार हेतु,
यास्य संसार हेतु,
प्रत्यग्दृष्ट्यात्मनि निवसता,
प्रत्यग्दृष्ट्यात्मनि निवसता,
सापनेया प्रयत्नात्,
सापनेया प्रयत्नात्,
मुक्ति प्राहुस्तदीह मुनयः,
मुक्ति प्राहुस्तदीह मुनयः,
वासनातानवं यत,
वासनातानवं यतः।
ज्ञाते वस्तुन्नपि बलवति वासनानादिरेषा कर्ता भोक्ताप्यहमिति दृढा, यास्य संसार हेतु प्रत्यग्दृष्ट्यात्मनि निवसता सापनेया प्रयत्नात् मुक्तिं प्राहुस्तदीह मुनयः वासनातानवं यत।
Now we have seen the meditation part. And Shankaracharya has given us meditative verses also. We have studied scripture also, Shastra we have studied. We know what is Atma, what is Anatma. We know that Jeeva is Brahma. Jeeva Brahma Aikya we know. We know superimposition and negation also. Adhyarup, Apavad. We also know what is Aheya, Anupadeya, which cannot be given up and which cannot be attained. We have reflected on that, whatever we have heard. We have got no doubt about that, that there is a Atman with all of us. And the nature of that Atman is Sachidananda. But in spite of my Shruti and Yukti, I have heard, I reflected, but still I don't experience Ananda. I don't experience. Gyate vastuni api. Gyate. We have known the vastu. Vasati iti vastu. That which remains for 3 period of time is the vastu. I know Atman. For last 5 years, or maybe all of you are the sadhana doing for last 25, 30 years, we have heard about the Atman for so many years. Gyate vastu. Balvati vasana anadi resa. But still the balvati, very strong balvati vasana. Vasana. How is that anadi? From beginningless time, don't try to find out when it started. That is not our job. Our job is to end this vasana. Khatam karo isko. Shankaracharya says it is anadi. Esa, this vasana is very strong. It is there for a long, long time. So here gyate means shruti, shravan, manan. But not nididhyasan. Aparoksha anubhuti has not happened. Aparoksha anubhuti has not happened. So gyate vastuni api, I am not able to experience that sukh. I am nowhere. Sometimes you feel I am nowhere near Brahman. We talk about Brahman every day, mathematically and every way, with BMI chart, we all understand it. But bliss, mil nahi raha hai bliss, kahan hai bliss? There is no bliss at all. So what is the problem? Shankaracharya says, main obstacle is vasana. And how that vasana is? Balavati. Very strong balavati vasana. So you see, if we don't know, it is understandable. We can't expect a person will be acting or behaving or reacting in a particular way. We don't know. It depends on his vasana. Okay. You see, ignorant can weep, but the sadhak also can't weep also. Because, hare, humne shastra padha hai. I have said, oh, jagat is unreal, and still I am weeping. People say, you are going to Yamunotri for 5 years and you are weeping. The sadhak cannot even weep. Ignorant can weep. Sometimes sadhak is frustrated also. Kya ho gaya? It's not happening. And sometimes think ignorance was bliss, you know. That state was better. I was enjoying objects of the world. That was a better state. But problem, Shankaracharya is saying, the problem is your vasana. What is vasana? Impressions. Your likes and dislikes, tendencies, maya, prakriti, avidya, yog maya, whole thing is vasana. Different words we use for this. Avidya. They do not allow sadhak to go up. They pull us down. This vasana, they don't allow us to go up to Atman. Thoda sa hua, again you are pulled down. And Sadhak dances in the world like a puppeteer makes puppet dance. Have you seen? In the North India, the puppeteer, you can't see the puppeteer. Puppet show. And he has got the strings tied to each puppet. And with his finger he makes. Similarly, this vasana is like a puppeteer. We can't see like a puppeteer. And we are dancing according to this vasana. So what is the mool vasana? It is said, karta bhokta api aham iti dridha ya asya sansar hetu. He explains, what is this vasana? He says, it's karta and bhokta. Even after studying Vedanta or Vedanta course, people have got this dhira vasana of karta bhokta. I am doing this. I have done this thing. This I is still there. People want recognition also. Very few people act in the world silently. Very few people act in the silently. Okay. It is said in the Shastra, when you give daan by your right hand, your left hand should not come to know about it. But see the strong vasanas of the people in the Sobhanar. They want to donate something. Or if you go to the ashram in Rishikesh, Haridwar, you have donated one fan and you want your name to be on each blade. Or in any temple you go, you have given only one slab. You want that slab, my name should be there. I have given one slab. People ask, somebody, one devotee asked Gurudev also. Siddhabari, last time when I came, I gave you money. How you have utilized? So Gurudev said, you go, there is a bathroom on the second floor. On that bathroom, I have put tile there with your money. So people ask, recognition. Karta bhokta bhav is very, very strong. Pratyak drishtya atmani divasata sa apneya pratnyat. Sa apneya pratnyat. Apneya means it should be removed. Sa, that vasana. That vasana which is karta bhokta. It is to be removed. How? Pratnyat. By effort. It will not go away by soul. We have to do prayatna. We have to put in effort. Sa apneya. Acha, how you will... What should I do? He says, pratyak drishtaya atmani nivasata. Nivasata means by living. Nivas karna, nivasata. Where? Atmani. You have to live in your atman. Where is that atman? Pratyak drishtaya. Pratyak drishtaya means with the identification with your own self. Identification with your own self. You have to stay, then this karta bhokta will go away. It means you have to do nirvikalp samadhi. Now are you understanding that gyatva word was indicating sravan and manan. Nididhyasan will remove your vasana. This avidya will go away by aparoksha anubhuti. Nirvikalp samadhi. Okay, by living in the subjective state of steady identification with the self. Subjective state in your atman, atmani, in your atman. Get identified with that, and this vasana is to be removed by prayatna, by effort. Mahatma says, do sravan manan again and again, again and again, again. It requires some time. Even if we listen to it again and again, it takes time to sink. So we have to remove karta, bhokta and all these things. Yesterday also, when we were Ravan Dahan also, is the ego which is ten-headed, you know. Even when we were burning, the ego was not burning, you know, yesterday. Ego was there. Ego and anger was there. Rest eight were burned. Ego was not burning. It's not burning. See, as Shankaracharya wrote this verse deliberately, you see, one mistake can be excused. Second also you can overlook. But if you continue to do the mistake again and again, every time you learn about an Atma and again you come back and say, no, our Atma is real. It cannot be excused then. Why it is happening? Because we are identified with an Atma for a long time, it has become our habit. Become our habit. And it is very difficult to eradicate habit. And these tendencies in our mind are so stubborn, so dhrida. Mahatma gives the example like a kutte ki poonch, tail of a dog. Put it in a pipe for 1,000 years, open it, it will again come. The vasanas are like that. So that means lot of effort is needed. Even if there is a stain in our cloth, what we do? First we try with the simple soap. Then we try something, okay, I don't want to bleach. Or put some lemon. Then we try again one more time. So one stain requires so much of effort. This vasana, the stain of this vasana coming from anadika, beginningless time. Think how much time it will take. So it has to be removed. So what is to be practiced? Nirvikalp samadhi. Sravan, Manan, after that Nididhyasana. Nididhyasana will result into Nirvikalp. Nididhyasana is Savikalp Samadhi. From Savikalp Samadhi to, we have to go to Nirvikalp Samadhi. Then it says, Mukti Prahu Tata Iya Muneha Vasana Tanav Yataha. Muktim, what is Mukti? Liberation. Prahu said, Tat that Iha here. You can get that Mukti here. Here now, yeah. Muneya, sages, all the sages say that you can book, get your mukti here. How? Vasana tanav, by exhaustion of your vasana. Vasana tanav. Yata. So that which is the annihilation of the vasana here and now is called liberation by the sages. So we have to slowly put an effort. When we put an effort, what will happen? Slowly it will weaken, it will loosen. When it weakens and loosens, then the knowledge will start abiding. Slowly it will abide. Now it is very clearly said, the annihilation of vasana is mukti. Atma is already with us. This vasana is covering this Atma. Many times said, in between me and my Lord, this vasana is curtain. It is not allowing me to peep in or meet Him. So this vasana we have to remove with effort. Okay. So covering has to be removed. Atman we have got, all of us we have got. We have to remove only covering. And what is that covering? Vasana is the covering. How many vasanas we have got? Karta, bhakta, many, many vasana, asankhya vasana, innumerable vasana we got. You see, a person looks very good, gentle, perfect, but all of a sudden he becomes angry. What is the cause? Now, if you understand these things, these subtle things, so your reaction will change. If you understand why he is reacting like that, if he is getting angry, why should I get angry? He is getting angry because of his vasanahal. Let him be angry. It is his understanding, not my understanding. Who is a muni? A muni is sastra manan silaha muni. Definition of muni. Sastra manan silaha is muni. Who is reflecting on sastra is called muni. This vasana tana word has come in yoga vasishta also. One day we'll study both yoga vasishta also. Written by our Pujya Guru. It's a beautiful text, I tell you. I am not getting chance to take it. Because Vivek Chudamani itself is so
so big.
It is said, Vishwamitra said to Ramji, Vasana Tanav Ram Moksha iti Uchyate Budhai. Budhai, the wise people say, the Vasana Tanav. Vasana Tanav is the exhaustion of Vasana, is Mukti. That's all. What is Mukti? Remove your Vasana, it is Mukti. Padartha Vasana Dardam Bandham iti Abhidhiyate. Padartha Vasana, if you are attached to Padartha, is the material things and Atmavastu, then what is that? It is Bandhan. So what is Mukti? Vasana less state is Mukti. Vasana less state is. This Vasana is Ajnanam. Our Gyan will go away. Our simple bhasa, simple language. By Gyanam. There is no other way. Gyan. So Gyanam we have done, Sravan Manan we have done. Gyan also we have got. But that is Paroksha Gyan. It has not resulted into a Paroksha Gyan. Paroksha Gyan means we have understood by our intellect. We have listened to it, we have reflected in intellect, we have got no doubt. This is paroksha gyan. But this will go away by aparoksha gyan. Aparoksha gyan means that you have to understand, I am that Brahman. You have to experience it. How you will experience it? You will have to do sabikalp samadhi, and sabikalp samadhi too, you have to come to nirvikalp samadhi. In Amrit Bindu Upanishad also we have seen Manev Manushyanam Karanam Bandha Mokchayo Bandhaya Vishyasaktam Muktam Nirvasya Smritam. So where is this Bandhan and Mukti? It is in mind. Where are these Vasana? They are in mind. Where are the impurities? Kam Krodh Lobha Madha Master, where are these things? They are in mind only. Okay, so bandhaya vishyasaktam, if we are identified with the anatma, vishya means anatma vastu, all anatma vastu, BMI, PFT, OET, these are all anatma. If identified with the vishya, it is bandhan. And nirvasa smritam, if you are not identified with them, if you are not identified with anatma, then you are identified. Because there are only two things. And mind needs something. Mind cannot stay without attachment. Either it will go and attach to objects of the world, or if you detach mind from the objects of the world, you have to give him support of Atman. One, you have to give him. Okay, what Gurudev is saying, let us see. Sankara is trying to define what liberation is. The sudden change of meter in the poetry is to arrest the attention of the student. The teacher enters the realm of the skasi and dances to the heavenly rhythm set in his own depth. He is enjoying, reveling in Brahman. Even if as a student, through the study or the sastra, one has known that there is a reality, one will not be able to live the dictates of the scripture because of the pressure of the vasana. Lust, anger, likes, dislikes, etc. will not easily leave one just because one has book knowledge of the reality. Book knowledge. Paroksha Gyan, Gyatva. We have done lot of Sravan. But it is not happening. By studying the Shastra and learning to argue, you may have a very good opinion of yourself, but the people around you will understand you exactly as you are. Why so? The vasanas are very powerful. Even though you have studied the Shastra, you will not be able to express the perfection that you know yourself to be. It will always be sullied by the stink of your vasanas. Your vasanas will express always. As a result, the identification with the mind and the intellect will continue, and the attitudes of doership, kartrittvam and enjoyership, bhoktrittvam, will maintain themselves in your bosom. Identification with mind will give rise to enjoyership. Address of kartrittvam and bhoktrittvam, note down. Identification with the mind will give rise to a sense of enjoyership, bhoktrittvam, and with the intellect to a sense of doership. So where is doership? Doership is in intellect. Where is enjoyership? It is in mind. Clear? Kartvitva is in intellect, bhoktrittva is in mind. These two put together constitute the jiva, the PFT, the individuality. The vanity of agency and the enjoyership is the essence of ego. The ego is thus the final manifestation of the subtle and powerful vasanas in each personality. The feeling that I am not self, I am PFT, I am ego, is the cause for all sansar and its transmigration. Birth and death are of the ego. Birth and death are of ego. What is ego? Ego is karta and bhokta. Where is karta? It is in intellect. Where is bhokta? It is in mind. Karta and bhokta, mind and intellect, both belong to subtle body. Subtle body constitute 17 items. 17 items are 5 organs of perception, 5 organs of action, and panch prana, man and buddhi. So this subtle body, this man and buddhi, travels from one body to another body as directed by vasanas. Vasanas are the causal body. As directed by the vasana. Thus, even though one has studied the Shastra, there will be transmigration because of the play of powerful vasanas. Even if we have studied it, paroksha jnana is there, aparoksha jnana has not happened, still what will happen? Rebirth will be still there. The subjective state, pratyak drishta, pratyak means subjective inner. Pratyak means always inner, the most subtle thing in us, innermost. At this moment, our entire attention is dissipated by the endless varieties of objects, emotions, and thoughts. We are extrovert. So, introvertedness is the state of complete withdrawal from BMI and the OET and turning the mind toward the great reality. I hope it is absolutely clear. Whole of our energy, whole mind energy is dissipated in outside. And where is the Atman? It is inside. What we have to do? We have to withdraw. Withdraw from where? From object, emotions and thoughts. What we have to do? Atmani nivasati. Shankaracharya said in this word, Atmani. In Atmani nivasati. You have to abide in your Atman. In order to turn inward toward the Atman, we must make an effort and learn to give up the I-do mentality. Nobody can help us do it. Each one must struggle for himself, getting rid of the idea I do and I enjoy, take us to liberation. This liberation is not afterward. Somewhere at some distant time, it is right here and now. All our saint and sages give mukti while living, liberation while living, not after death. No other religion guarantees this except our scripture. Here and now. In this very world, in this very body, this liberation is gained by a contemplative seer muni. He who gets away from the bonds of the vasana is the liberated one. So the liberation means release from vasana, which creates desire, passion, lust, greed, which in their turn drive the individual out of his real nature into the world of objects seeking gratification. So what vasana makes? Vasana makes us always extrovert. And where is Atma? Inside. Now, are you understanding the equation? The moment we get up, the vasanas are ready, our prarabdha are ready. Aaj ka ye prarabdha, you will get so much of sukh or dukh. And you go and enjoy or suffer. The whole time is wasted, mind is totally wasted. In the evening, when you come back, tired, nothing can be done. With great prayatna, we all are able to come to satsang for 1 hour in a week. With great prayatna. Is it not so? Okay, Bhagwan, tell me, what is that vasana? Why karta bhokta is so strong? How to remove it? Kripa Sindhu Shankaracharya explains the means to get over this vasana. He explains the means also. So we have identified the problem. What is the problem? Therefore, Gurudev has specifically mentioned it separately. Separately. Only one enemy, vasanas. Okay, what is that? Let us see.
Aham mameti yo bhavah.
Aham mameti yo bhavah.
Dehakshadavanatmani.
Dehakshadavanatmani.
Adhyasoyam nirastavyah.
Adhyasoyam nirastavyah.
Vidusha svatmanishthaya.
Vidusha svatmanishthaya.
Aham mameti yo bhavah. Dehakshadavanatmani. Adhyasoyam nirastavyah. Vidusha svatmanishthaya.
Aham mamam iti ya bhavah. The whole thing is again summarized. Aham, mama, bas. Aham, I. Aham represents ego. Mama, my possession, my mind. Aham, mama, iva bhava, this notion of I and mind. So where is this notion? In our body. So I've got two notions. Number one, sense of I-ness, I am this body. I am this body. Body is atma for me. I am this body. And sense of belonging, my body. Sense of belonging, we always say, my body. Tulsidas ji says in Ramayana, main aur mor torte maya. Lakshman ji asks Ram ji, when both brothers were there for whole life, when they went into the forest, even Lakshman ji didn't ask for a long time. What is that? Ek din?
Ek din Prabhu Sukha Asina.
Ek din Prabhu Sukha Asina. Went to ask this question. Lakshman ji was waiting. So he asked 5 questions. Out of that, one question was that, what is Maya? And Lord explained, Maya or more torte Maya. Bas. Maya only is this man. Maya or more torte. It is yours. This is mine. I and my. This is Maya.
Okay, deha aksha adau anatmani. In the body, sense organs, etc., which is anatmani, which is not self.
So Shankaracharya ji has proved these all five kosas are anatman. They are not atma. We have studied. They are all anatman. But still ignorant things, deha, body, aksha.
Adau,
etc. Means what?
Here it includes everything. Prana, mana, buddhi, everything is included in this adi. All are anatma only.
Deha aksha adau anatmani.
So the notion of I and mind, the body and mind, they are not self, but I consider them self. So result of this, what will happen? Karta and bhokta. I become karta and bhokta. Okay. Why it is so? Next question, why it is so? He said, adhyasa ayam nirastabhya. Adhyasa, superimposition. Ayam, this. This is superimposition. This is super. Nirastabhya should be ended. This superimposition is to be ended. This is wrong notion that body, mind, intellect, prana is Atman. It's a wrong notion. We have superimposed all these things on Atman. It is dharma adhyas, it is called. But you are telling this adhyas, adhyas, adhyas. What is adhyas? What is adhyas? We have studied in verse number 138 what is adhyas. Atasmin tad buddhi. Atasmin tad buddhi means which is not that notion, it is that. Atasmin tad buddhi. Which is not that, in that our understanding is it is that. Anatman is not Atma, but my understanding is that Anatma is Atma only. Unreal anatma is not atma. We have studied for a long, long time, but still we have got this understanding that body, mind, intellect, prana, they are atma only. Nirastabhya, remove it. Remove this wrong understanding that anatma is atma. Who can do it? Vidusa. See? Vidusa. Wise person. Next word is Vidusa. Swatmanishtaya. By the wise man. Swatmanishtaya. By identification with his own self. You can remove it. How wise people remove it? Swatmanishtaya. By abiding in their self. By realizing, knowing, having a direct experience of paroksha anubhuti of self, you can remove it. So this can be removed, I and my can be removed by abiding on own self. Then what will happen? Adhyas will go away. How you have to do it? You have to do abhyas for that. Adhyas, abhyas. You know? The superimposition is there. We have to remove it by practice, abhyas. In chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita also, Lord says, abhyas yogena tato mam ichchaptum dhananjaya. Try it again and again. Abhyas yoga. Practice again and again. What? Mam ichchaptum. I want you, Lord. I want you, Lord. I want you, Lord, alone. Mam ipchaptum dhananjaya. So what we have to practice? We have to practice jati niti kulagotra duragam, 10 verses. With meaning. We have seen each word here. When you memorize, sit down in your on your meditation seat, now you know what is atma, what is anatma. With the subhikalp samadhi, with the thought, you chant inside your mind. Chanting is not other should listen. Chanting in mind only. Hmm.
This wrong understanding may be different. Adhyas may be a different. Like a seeing a rope, somebody might see a snake, other may see a bhuchidra. Bhuchidra means it's a crack in the ground. Or somebody may see that it's a dry garland. These are all superimposition. Some may see rope only. But the same rope, different people have different superimpositions. Atasmin tadbuddhi. What is that? That is rope. But we have superimposed. It is snake, it is bhuchidra, it is a crack in the ground, or it is a dry garland, or some say it is a danda, a stick also. So superimposition can be different. So how this is to be removed? This dehoham bhav. We all have got a very strong this notion. Deho aham, I am this body. It can be removed by sivoham. Instead of dehoham, 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 we start doing sivoham, 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 slowly, 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 or brahmoham, or soham, hansoham. I am that, I am that, I am that. So Shankaracharya says, aham maham is anatma. Wise man can remove it by swatma nishthaya. Swatma means in your own atma, nishtha means abiding. By abiding in your atma, you can remove aham and mam bhava. Swatma nishthaya. How you will abide? With prayatna. What is that prayatna? Prayatna is you have to do nididhyasan. What is nididhyasan? Sabikalp samadhi. What is sabikalp samadhi? Sabikalp samadhi is you take one thought. Sivoham, sivoham, sivoham. Soham, soham, soham. One thought. From the sabikalp samadhi, the thought, you come to thoughtless state. That is nirvikalp samadhi. Vikalp means thought. Sabikalp means with thought. Nirvikalp without thought. So from sabikalp samadhi, you come to nirvikalp samadhi. You see, Vedant will not change a person from outside. The change will happen inside in your understanding. So don't think that if somebody is wearing a particular type of dress, he is a Vedantin. No. The change will always happen inside. From outside, he will be same. Each person, each jnani has got the same two legs, two hands, two eyes. It never, third eye never opens up. You can see like that. No. Everything happened inside. So there was one small fish. And that small fish asked an old fish, I want to see ocean. The small fish understanding was that sea is in water. The old fish said, you are in ocean. The small fish was already in ocean, but see, her understanding was that sea is in water. She consulted old fish. I want to see ocean. People are saying ocean, ocean, ocean. The old fish said, this is ocean. The old fish became guru for the small fish. What was the understanding of the small fish? This is water. She said this water and ocean is one and same. So to remove the notion of water to the notion of ocean, one guru is needed. Without guru, it will never happen. Somebody must come and tell you, explain to you. So how this adhyas and apavad is to be removed is given beautifully in Vedantasar. Beautifully given in the Vedantasar. What is adhyas and apavad? Screen is there, that is Brahman. Superimposition and negation. If you remove the superimposition, what will remain? Screen will remain, only this much. All our Upanishad, all our Gita, Ramayana and everything, they have all accepted this adhyasa apavada, superimposition and negation. This is the method by which you have to do. Acha, can you negate the substratum? No, you cannot negate that. You can negate superimposition, but you cannot negate substratum. So this way you reach there. Our Gurudev says, the sense of I and my is the main obstacle. The ego within the physical structure is called I, definition of my. The extension of I projected into the world of objects is called my. The ego within the physical structure is called I. This is called the small I. The extension of I projected into the world of object is called my. This my is nothing but objectified I. This my is nothing but objectified I. I projected and reflected in the object is my. At present, there is a feeling of I-ness in the matter, gross and subtle, body, the sense organs, the mind, and the intellect. The totality of all this is me. Thereafter, I spread out me into things around and claim they are to be mine. The superimposition, I am this, 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 must be rejected. Nirastabhyah. A wise man can raise himself above this misconception by constantly holding on to the idea, I am the consciousness because of which the body, the sense organs, the mind and the intellect are functioning. I am the mere witness of their function. By this self-assertion, I am Brahman, the wise man should get out of the superimposition adhyas that he is body, the mind, and the intellect. This way we have to remove the notion. So how this is wrong notion is to be removed? Again, Shankaracharya gives method, verse number 269.
ज्ञात्वा स्वं प्रत्यगात्मानं
ज्ञात्वा स्वं प्रत्यगात्मानं
बुद्धि तद्वृत्ति साक्षिणं
बुद्धि तद्वृत्ति साक्षिणं
सोहम् इत्येव सद्वृत्त्या
सोहम् इत्येव सद्वृत्त्या
अनात्मनात्ममतिं जहिम् अनात्मन आत्ममतिं जहिम् ज्ञात्वा स्वं प्रत्यगात्मानं बुद्धि तद्वृत्ति साक्षिणं सोऽहम् इत्येव सद्वृत्त्या अनात्मन आत्ममतिं जहिम्
ज्ञात्वा स्व प्रत्यग आत्मानं ज्ञात्वा व्हाट यू हैव टू डन रियलाइज रियलाइज व्हाट स्व प्रत्यग आत्मानं योर इनर मोस्ट सेल्फ प्रत्यग मीन्स इनर मोस्ट स्व योर शंकराचार्य जी ऑलवेज इज वेरी वेरी क्लियर दूसरे की आत्मा नहीं देखो डोंट ट्राई टू सी अदर्स आत्मा स्व आत्मा स्वात्मा ज्ञात्वा अच्छा हाउ यू विल कम टू नो ज्ञात्वा ज्ञात्वा मीन्स यू हैव टू नॉलेज वेयर विल यू गेट नॉलेज यू हैव टू गो टू टीचर गुरु इज नीडेड टू गिव यू नॉलेज वेयर इज दिस नॉलेज इज गिवन इन गीता इन उपनिषद व्हाट इज उपनिषद उप उप मीन्स नियर Ni means nischit. Sad means sit down. You see, even at that time, the realized master used to have the power to give you a Divya Drishti. Ved Vyasji gave Divya Drishti to Sanjay. Lord gave Divya Drishti to Arjun to see what is going to happen. before the war started, he knew what is going to happen. In Vishwarup Darshan, he gave everything. Divya Drishti was there. But today, how we want to listen Vedanta? When I first came to Minneapolis, they said, we want to listen to Vivek Churamani. I said, okay. First day, many people came. Then slowly it started coming down. And lastly they said, what if one person will come, they will put a computer and we will listen at home. You know? And I am not able to see all of them. So I continued for 2-3 lectures. I said, I am not able to see whether the students are learning or not learning, whether I should come down by level or I should give you more or repeat it, make it more clear. I said, stopped. No, nahi karenge. If you want knowledge, at least you have to do this much. You have to come here. You have to come here. Upanishad. You have to come. So how we have to come? You have to go and surrender wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly. Don't go and try to test your guru. Pata nahi isko aata ki nahi aata. Many people come with their fixed notion. I will ask this question. If he answers this, if he refers to Gita slok number this, pata guru. Otherwise, he is not a guru. Okay, even our teachers used to say, my own teacher used to say, don't jump from one ashram to another ashram. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because he used to say that you are all kaccha ghada. Kaccha ghada is very soft. If you run this side, if some master will hit you from this side, other master will hit you from this side, bas ga. Okay. So don't jump from one ashram to another ashram. There are many channels in TV who are telecasting as a self-styled guru. And sometimes they speak which is just opposite what is said in Bhagavad Gita or in Upanishad. General public can't understand this thing. They have not studied Shastra. So whatever they have got Shraddha. They are ignorant people. They have got Shraddha. They go. They have got the Shraddha. But they are nowhere near reality, tattva. So we should study tattva commented by a acharya like Shankaracharya. Then again, in the Guru Shishya Parampara, you study it. What is expected from the student is that he should be sincere and continuity should be there. Continuity. It's very simple if you are not continuously present in each class. You will miss something, you will miss link, you will not understand. So like honeybee collect honey, small portion and make a big beehive, slowly, if you listen to, go to one teacher, listen to him. What I am following here, what I was taught by my guru. When he came to Calcutta, Swami Advaitanand Ji, he started with Sadhana Panchakam, slowly, he took up 50 or 55 texts in 7 years. But he never repeated. Never repeated. So it has to be continuous. Don't think we are going to be stuck again in Sadhana Panchakam, Tattva Bodhanatma. No, it's not going to be repeated. We have to progress slowly, you have to go. Buddhi tad vritti sakshinam. Buddhi tad vritti, buddhi, intellect. Tad vritti, its modification. Vritti means thought. Buddhi, in buddhi there are thoughts. Buddhi tad vritti, what is that atman? Sakshinam. That atman is the sakshi of thought. In Upanishad we have studied many times, I have told you. There is Suddham, on that Suddham there is Aham Vritti, I thought. And there is Idam Vritti, Vritti means thought. idam vritti, aham vritti, and there is a suddham. This idam vritti and aham vritti belongs to intellect, mind, intellect equipment. And who is illuminating these thought? That suddha aham there, present there.
Buddhi tad vritti sakshinam sa aham iti eva sad vrittaya.
Sa aham iti, that suddha aham is me. Now the vrittis are going in each of us, is it not? In our mind, vrittis are there, thoughts are there. And those thoughts are illumined by that Atman.
Saha, that Atman is me. Saha aham iti. Saha, that illuminator is me. Eva sad vrittaya. Sad vrittaya, by the knowledge of non-difference from that which cannot be sublated in three periods of times. That illuminator cannot be removed, destroyed, sublated in three periods of time. I may be present or not present, doesn't matter. My mind, intellect may be present or not present, but the illuminator is always present there. So what will happen with that? All vasanas and narrowness will disappear, likes and dislikes will disappear. Maintain this bhav continuously, that I am that, sa aham. Anatmani atmamatim jahi, kill. Kill what? In anatma atmabuddhi. I think this is very simple, sir. Anatmani atmabuddhi. We are thinking anatma is atma. We are thinking body is atma. Mind, intellect is atma. Shankaracharya says, jahi, kill. What? This understanding. What understanding? Anatma is atma. Anatmani atmamatim jahi. Kill wrong notion in not self by identification with itself. How you will kill it? Since we are identified with this, how you have to kill? Disidentified from all this and identified with it. Then only you can kill it. So solution is you have to meditate soham, soham, soham. That is, meditation is to be done. Then karta, bhokta, gyata, manta, etc. will be illusion. Avoidance will become stronger and stronger day by day. Slowly, slowly it will happen. And just by knowing the shastra, dhyas will not go away. Superimposition will not go away. This ego will not easily go away, just by understanding. Dehoham will not go away unless Brahmoham overpowers it. Dehoham, 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 dehoham have become the vasana. Dhrida vasana is there. Continuously we are saying dehoham, dehoham. How it will be overpowered? You have to create another vasana of Brahmoham or Sivoham, Soham. Continuously if you do this, then this Jivoham Vasana will go away. We have to maintain that vritti. Understanding should be clear. For that, what we have to do? We have to discipline our activities and mind. Discipline our activities and mind. Our all activities and mind always engaged in OAT, outside. We have to control our mind and senses and do the sadhana. Okay. In Drigadeshi Vek, it is called Sabdanuvidh Samadhi. Sabdanuvidh Samadhi. So how many types of vasanas are there? Thoda sa aur detail batao. You have told us. Karta Bhokta is the main vasana, you told us. You further gave us detail, aham mam. That also you told how you have to remove it by abiding in your own self. What we have to do? We have to do Nididhyasana.
What is Nididhyasana? Sabhikalp Samadhi. From Sabhikalp Samadhi, you go to the Nibhikalp Samadhi. And aid to going to Nirvikalp Samadhi or aid for our Sabhikalp Samadhi? Jati Niti Kulgotra Durgam. 10 verses. Okay? So he will classify our all vasanas into 3. That we'll see in our next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om.